Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next!
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro!
Bully Bully, everybody, and happy Friday. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show coming to you live right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. I hope everybody's had a nice weekend.
A nice week. Ready for a nice weekend.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely.
Just checking.
I hope you're ready for a nice weekend. Absolutely.
We're not ending the week. The weekend isn't over.
Right. Anyway, we have a really big show this evening.
Big show.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and introduce everybody here first. Because we have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
But let me start off by introducing, as always, across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
That's me.
Mm-hmm. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now we're going to skip the special person.
Okay.
to the special guest right is my boy, Ty Ginn.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, the special, and of course, my name is Mark, and I will be your host for the next 2 hours, whatever it is. Now, our special guest this evening is none other than Spike from the Spike on the Mic show that you can check out here on Radio St. Pete every Monday evening live from 7 to 8 p.m. Spike, how are you? Maybe I should say, how you sticking?
I'm shy.
Oh, you're gonna be shy on our show.
Exactly. How you guys doing? It is great to be here. This is a treat. I can check this off my bucket list now. On my things to do in life, this is one of them.
This is one of your bucket lists? Well, if that's the case, then I'd have to say that you're not living a very interesting life.
I need another bucket, huh?
Or maybe your life up to this point has not been very interesting, and this is like the first step in something better, but not really.
You're dreaming. Yeah. Maybe he's had a great life, and his bucket list goes the other direction.
Yeah. No, this could be something like, you know, like a kid who's never tasted strawberry ice cream.
Right.
He's had vanilla all his life.
Okay.
I've tasted strawberry. Not strawberry. What's that ice cream called? And it's three flavors of Napoleon.
Neapolitan.
I was thinking
Napoleon. Close enough.
Napoleon. Yeah. I'm gonna start there. Yeah. So I'm getting a little scoop of the strawberry, a little scoop of the vanilla, and the
chocolate.
Right. I'm not going to wreck your show, promise.
No, it's all right. It's okay.
It's not possible.
I don't know that it's possible.
Yeah, it's already wrecked.
It's wrecked. So anyway, it is Friday, everybody, and I hope everybody's looking forward to a nice weekend, a nice safe weekend. I don't know where you are in your life, but here in Florida, it is already hot as balls outside.
Yes,
I think that the heat index today was supposed to get up around 100 to 101.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That's a little crazy.
Yes.
You know, I work outside, and it's like working in an oven.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I went outside this morning, which is usually in the morning.
Yeah.
I had a 9 o'clock. I took the day off. Had a 9 o'clock tee time playing a little golf.
Nice.
Oh.
man, it was dying by 9:30.
I bet.
Right.
It was all the way hot.
Yeah.
I mean, the sun is right in my face.
I leave for work at about 5:45 every morning. And when I walk out at 5:45 and already you have to cut through it with a knife, it's going to be hot today.
Right.
It's going to be a hot one. So that's the way it's been. And basically, we've pretty much had summer here in Florida since last summer.
Yeah, pretty much.
we didn't really have a winter here.
No.
You know, so it's just been hot and more hot.
Yes.
And hotter.
But that's why we live here, right?
Anyway. That's why I live here. I hate cold weather.
I do too.
Yeah, me too.
I do too. Spike, are you originally from Florida? Where are you from?
Yes, I was born and raised in a small town right outside Lake City. Lake City is a little north of here, north of Gainesville, between Gainesville and Jacksonville.
So up in the panhandle?
No, we're in the middle of the city. I mean, the state.
Oh, okay.
In the middle of the state, it's Lake City. I was born right outside there called Springville.
Okay.
Funny story. I was born on my grandmother's kitchen table.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, you know, back in the day, like I'm dirt old.
Yeah.
My mother decided that it was time to have me, so they cleared all the salt and pepper shakers off the table, and they put me down there, and they ran up the street to get the midwife.
Oh, wow.
Miss Lester. We grew up, it was about a half a mile, 600 yards up the street, up the hill. Got her and brought her down here, and then they birthed me. Well, she was a midwife. She took care of me. She had me out.
Wow.
Wow.
How did that happen? Yeah. I was not born in the hospital.
Wow.
Well, I think you have that distinction of, you know, here tonight in the studio, because I think the rest of us were born in hospitals.
Yes.
Oh, you guys are humans.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did I answer your question? What was your original question?
Where were you from? Yeah. Or where are you from here? Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Right. I've been in Florida all my life.
Yeah. See, if I had to give birth on the kitchen table, neither one of them would be here. Yeah. They were both removed forcibly. Yeah. They were evicted.
And if I had to witness that,
yeah.
I probably wouldn't be here either.
None of it.
So, Spike, you said you didn't like cold weather. You ever been up north? I mean, you ever experienced like cold weather?
Yeah, my bucket list is a little bigger than
just here.
Yes, I've seen cold weather. I've experienced snow 3 times in my life.
Okay. All right.
The first time went to somewhere in Canada.
Oh, okay.
Whistler's Black Homes, some way up there in Canada.
All right.
And it was a ski summit, and I went. That was my first time seeing snow. So this is not going to work very well for me.
Oh, right.
Especially with my kind of ego, my kind of person. We went up there, and you have to take... They want you to take ski lessons if you never skied.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Well, listen, I'm a world-class athlete.
Right.
And in the ski classes were little kids.
Yeah.
on the bunny slope.
Yes, on a rope. They were all on a rope, being pulled on a rope. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. That's
now.
Not going to happen, buddy.
It's not for me.
Not in front of all these people.
Right.
So I took a lot of snow into the lodge a lot.
Yes, yes.
You were wet and cold all day.
Yes, all day. Yeah. So I've seen snow. So I've seen snow in Canada, and where is the Red Sox?
Boston.
In Boston, and a little north of there is Connecticut.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've seen snow all in those three places.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
World traveler.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I grew up with snow, and then I got to the point before we moved down here. I'd had enough.
Yes.
Enough of that. I was fortunate enough when I was in the Marine Corps that I was stationed in Hawaii for 4 years. As a matter of fact, Ty was born there. Mm-hmm. And Steph and I moved to Hawaii like 2 weeks after we were married. And so being in that tropical paradise,
right,
going back home when I got out of the Marine Corps to cold weather, was like, no.
This isn't working.
No, this isn't happening.
Yeah.
This is not happening.
Can't do this anymore.
Right. Exactly. Just was not happening. And really what happened in the end was her dad has a timeshare down in Key West, invited us from the Washington, D.C. area down there, and was like, yeah.
We're doing something wrong.
It's not It's not Hawaii,
hold
but it's,
on.
It's pretty
close.
It's close enough.
I don't understand how people can live up north. They have to shovel snow, work to go to work. It gets yeah, right. Morning. You get up, you have to clean off your car and turn it on and heat. Forget all that. Yeah. Just to go to work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, see, there's kind of like this this whole thing. It's like if you're from a place that doesn't get a lot of snow and then all of a sudden you get a lot of snow,
yes,
you get to take the day off. But if you're from a place that gets a lot of snow, your ass better be there.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Because yeah, you know what it's all about.
Business.
You know, you've done this. Yeah. You know what it is.
Right. Yeah, I have a friend who lives in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I put like S's on all my words. So
that's fine.
In Philadelphia. And he has a snow person. Like, we have lawn service around here.
Yeah.
He has a snow guy.
With a snow blower.
And he comes to his house and they shovel snow off his driveway.
Yeah.
And salt on it. Wow,
that's
perfect.
Yeah, it's a job for everyone.
When we lived up north, I had a couple of friends that on the side during the winter, they would put a plow on the front of their 4x4 and go plow parking lots for money.
There you go.
You know, there you go.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's been an interesting week. I started off the week, I guess it was Sunday, with the most outrageous toothache I've ever had in my life.
Yes.
And I suffered through it. until Tuesday, and finally got the courage to go to the dentist, one of my least favorite places in the world. And as soon as I sat down in the chair, I said, hey, look, this visit isn't going to involve any needles, is it? And they said, oh, no, we're just checking things out. So they checked things out, and they said, well, you know what? You're brushing like a maniac, and you're basically sawing your teeth in half, and you've got some roots exposed here.
Whoa.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He brushes like a maniac.
And as a matter of fact, where the roots are exposed, you've got a couple of cavities. And I was like, wait a minute.
Hold
I've
on.
Never had a cavity in my life. What are you talking about? I got a cavity. You know, pretty upset. My pride had been, you know, shattered.
Right.
So anyway, they said, as a matter of fact, we can go ahead and fix those right now. And I said, no. I've got to wrap my head around this. You are not putting needles in my mouth.
Yeah.
Today.
What happened to the pain that got you there?
It was still there.
But you was
But the thought of needles was worse. No, I need to wrap my head around this, so I'll keep this pain for a couple more days.
Spike, it was like, there is an amount of pills that I can take. And beer.
That can make this go away.
And Oragel. That I can slather on my gums. That I can avoid those needles for another couple days.
Before we get off the subject, so you went to the doctor.
Yes.
In pain.
Yes.
The doctor said, we can solve this pain. You said,
right now.
No.
Not today.
I'll be back. I'm going to take this pain with me back to...
You know, so funny is they started making fun of me. Yeah.
I can't imagine why.
They got this big, computer screen right there in the examination room, and she pulls up her schedule, and she goes, well... Do you suppose you'll be ready by Thursday?
Maybe.
And I said, okay.
I might.
I said, okay, make it Thursday. You know, because in the back of my mind is, this still hurts pretty damn bad.
Right.
How much can I take, you know? So I went yesterday, and I had it done. And, you know, all of the stuff that was going on in my mind about how horrible those shots in my gum was going to be,
Scared you enough to say, I'll come back.
Yeah. Well,
I had to go. I had to go back.
And he did.
Yeah, and I went back. And I was very brave.
And I didn't even go with him.
No. Nobody held my hand.
Your hand?
No.
It was Dr. Carcare, and that's a Karkare. And she's over here in Seminole.
She's in the wrong business.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does sound that way. But she was
side project.
Very good. And,
yeah.
Very good. And I have to say that very impressed with her technique, because I did not feel the injections at all.
Which could have happened Monday.
Tuesday. Yeah.
You know what I meant.
But you didn't have to be in that much pain for
the
that
thing
long.
Is, like, I have to wrap my head around that whole thing. It's the needles in your mouth.
You're the one cutting your teeth in half.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What do you brush with, a sandpaper?
You would think so. And the way that the dentist described it to me, she says, well, what are you doing to your teeth? You're brushing way too aggressively. And I said, well, I use a medium toothbrush. And she said, oh, my God, you're never supposed to use a medium toothbrush.
Oh, really?
Right. Then why do they make them?
Are you using it
medium? Why do they sell them?
Right.
Right, exactly. I remember back in the day, back in the day, they had hard, medium, and soft.
Right.
Correct.
So I guess the dental business got to whoever's making these toothbrushes years ago and said, you've got to at least get rid of the hard.
you know how they say 9 out of 10 dentists?
Yeah.
That number 10 said, okay, look here.
Wait a minute.
Cut off.
Get released the hard one.
Okay? Yeah.
Use this to clean the grill.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got a rust spot on something? Use it on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway. So anyway, I got through it, and that's what we did.
We're happy for you.
Yeah, yes. Thank you. And well, it turns out I have to go back on the 10th.
Oh, God.
What service did you deny then?
Yeah, right. What else?
Yeah, I got to wrap my head around something else.
she's like, well, we really ought to, you know, you're 53 years old now, and the older you get, and especially the way you've been brushing your teeth, we probably ought to check out the rest of them. So.
We need to look at everything.
They've all got
to
go.
Right. So we're going to go back on the 10th, and they're going to take some pictures and figure out what other, you know.
Where else they can stab you with needles in your mouth.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Nice. The thing I'm a little bit concerned about is that when I went in on Thursday, I said, so are you going to put any kind of topical on there to kind of numb my gum before you give me the shots? And they were like, oh, I guess we could. And I'm like, I guess you could.
What do you mean?
I thought that was automatic.
Somebody went to webmd.com. Dr. Mark. Yeah. Hey, look
with
at
his
some
topicals.
Yeah. Right.
His products.
Like he needed it.
Yeah, like you know.
I need some pre-num.
Yeah.
Give me some pre-num.
What were you on? Your third tube of Orajel at that point? I don't
were
think
already
you needed
numb.
The topical.
Numb. Slathering it up.
Had the Orajel like you're doing dip.
Yeah, exactly.
I had so much Orajel in my mouth, my throat was so numb like I'd been doing cocaine for like a week.
Oh my God.
Not that I would know anything about
no,
that.
No, right.
So it's party time.
So they say, huh?
So they say, right. Anyway, let's see. We're to a point where we could take a break.
We probably should go ahead and take a break.
All right, why don't we take a break and then we'll get into the rest of the show. When we come back, we're going to tell you what our pre-show dinner was.
Cool.
And then we'll talk about sports and we'll talk about a whole bunch of other stuff. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We have our special guest in the studio, Spike, from the Spike on the Mic Show. We'll be right back.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, she leaned and whispered in my ear, cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was cold, so we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my Calaboose,
still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Everybody, we are back. That was No Particular Place to Go by who? Chuck Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Berry, the legend. Probably, if I think about it, he truly is the king of rock and roll.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. In my mind. Spike, any thoughts on that?
I know who Chuck Berry is, but I have to go full disclosure.
Yeah.
He became very popular to me in the movie Back to the Future.
Okay, well, okay.
Did I just lose all my credibility about it?
You gotta find out about it somehow.
Stop this. Stop right there.
Hold up.
So, what would it be that you listen to?
I listen to a lot of talk radio.
Okay.
That's basically about it. And
but music-wise?
Like when you were a kid, what'd you listen to? I don't think you were listening to NPR when you were, you know.
No, I was a lot of the Earth, Wind, and Fire kind of people.
All right.
And Maze, that's an old soul kind of music.
Oh, sure.
You know, and I wasn't an old soul, but I enjoyed that.
Okay.
You
know? Well, Chuck Berry, probably, if not the king of rock and roll, definitely one of the founding fathers of rock and roll, for sure.
Well, who was that guy who said everyone stole from him? Like, it was a Little Richard?
I don't know anything about his story. Yeah. That's Little Richard. Sure. Yeah. Also,
these guys are too young to know who that is.
Actually, they do know.
We do, yeah.
Why?
I drug them out to... We listen to a lot of music. And two, I drug them out to Las Vegas, I don't know, 10 years ago, more, 15?
Yeah, probably more than that.
With my mother, and we went to go see the Little Richard impersonator.
Yeah.
And they loved it.
That was probably exciting, just to see that guy jump around.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
And they both enjoyed it, you mm-hmm. know, so it was a lot of fun, and it exposed them to something they wouldn't normally know.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, everybody, Spike reminded me during the break that I have... Yet.
You don't have to tell them I said it. This says Mark O.
I gotta blame it on somebody.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Tell all.
Anyway.
No secrets.
How about your producer room?
It's not about the blame game.
Anyway, listen, we do this show every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. We do it live right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so.
Say
it's 727-498-0502.
One more time for the kids.
Slow.
Hold on.
Get
I'm going to
give
the same number here in
paper.
Just a second, because if you want to win Joe's money, you can call in at the same number, 727-498-0502.
That wasn't any slower.
Yeah, no.
Jeez Louise. Look, Joe doesn't want us to give the number out fast because he wants to save his money.
So he does want us to give the number out fast. You're confusing.
What?
Confusing me.
Uh-oh.
All right, the number is 727-498-0502. If you call in and you want to win Joe's money, all you have to do is answer three easy questions.
Yes.
We had a winner last week.
Yes.
You know what the prize is, everybody? 100 smackerels.
Yes.
That'd be nice in the wallet.
Yes.
For the weekend.
Well, mm-hmm.
Well, I'm
next
not going to
give
it to you tonight.
Yeah.
But you'll have it by Monday or Tuesday.
Right. Stop by the house.
Pick
it
ready
up.
For next weekend.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. I'm that guy you probably never invite back.
Oh,
but
no.
Here's
what are you
going to do? Here, listen, I've studied human communications.
Yeah, okay.
You might not believe it, but I've studied human communications. And the way that you do, people see things in groups.
Okay.
And on the Spike on the Mic show,
yeah,
you give out numbers. You give them out in blocks. So you can say 727, and then you, what's the
498.
So it's 49.
8.
49. What's the last two numbers?
7502.
0502.
Oh, where did the 7 come from? Man.
You're messing with my head, man.
What are the last four numbers?
0502.
So it should be... Oh, it's
0502.
0502.
Okay, that doesn't work then. Never mind.
Oh!
727. So yeah. 498.
Not only...
05.
You come, 02. Not only do you come to the show with this psycho background... And yeah. Now you've got it, so I can't even remember our own number.
See, I thought it was something like 49, 58. So that's why you block numbers together, so that way people can see. You
please
can see.
Don't say another number because now I have no idea what our number is.
I'm trying to keep this.
Oh, somebody knows what the number is.
Somebody figured it out.
Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we talking to? Caller, did I lose you?
Hello.
Oh, no.
It's Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was.
Or the guy that calls my show. Does the same thing, you know.
Oh, maybe that's him.
Yeah, he does.
Well, caller, try again.
Give him the number again.
The number is 727-498-0502. Please call back. If you want to talk to us about any old thing during the show, we'll do that. Or if you want to win Joe's money, you can do that too.
You know.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we talking to?
Hey, Mark. It's Don, Lori's husband.
Hey!
How's it going, Don?
Sounds so happy.
It's going great. I finally got through to your show. I'm happy.
Yay! Yeah,
and so are we.
Yes.
Awesome.
Now, Don, are you...
Great
are
show
you,
tonight.
Oh, thank you. Are you calling to win Joe's money?
I would love to have Joe's money.
Wouldn't we all?
All right. No, Don, you know you got to answer three questions. You have to answer all right. three of them correctly.
That's important.
And, if you win, it's $100.
Okay. I'm excited. I'm ready.
All right. Stephanie, all right. Are you ready to quiz Don?
Well, let's see. Our first question.
Hold it.
Yes.
Don, I know that you also had a trip to the dentist this week. How are you doing? How's your recovery?
I am so good. I'm perfect. I'm so happy to have that evil thing out of my head.
Evil thing, right.
Don, this is Spike from the Spike on the Mic show. I'm sitting here as a guest on the show. Now, Mark told us about his visit to the dentist. When he left, I got a lisp. He left because he said, I don't want any injections in my mouth. Did you have a similar experience like that?
Now listen, I can just tell you right away, Spike. Don is brave.
Don is a true man.
I am
He's
not.
He's a strong man.
It's one of them chromosomes. I don't want to get wrong.
Oh, I forgot your card.
The why.
No, listen. I'll tell you exactly. I did have the pre-numbing. So that did help, and I got told you're going to get a little bit of the pre-numbing before you shoot these needles in your jaw.
Right.
So, yeah, I had that, and I didn't have to ask. It was preemptive, so that made me happy.
All right.
But, yeah, everything went great. I just had a problem, and I had a choice, and I made the choice, like, in a split second, you know, get this demon out of my head.
That's it.
So everything's great.
You got to lose it.
I'm healing up. Everything's cool.
All right, Don, are you ready to be quizzed?
I'm sure. As long as it's not math or spelling, I'm good.
Okay.
Or English.
Well.
I can't tell you. It's her game over there.
Buckle up.
All right. If you tune into RadioSaintPete.com on Monday nights at 7, what award-deserving show will be on live?
I am not going to win this dude's money.
You're out.
That would be the Spike on the Mic show.
Yes, award-deserving Spike on the Mic show.
How hard was that question? I could have answered that and maybe got it, but I hadn't. I don't know. I'm sorry. I just want to talk to you guys. great show. You guys are awesome.
Do you want to give him another chance?
We can.
No.
Mike says no.
He missed
next
the first
week.
One.
Next week. Call back.
That is the law.
Call back next week.
All right. Sir.
Sorry.
Well, sorry. Hold it. Don't go anywhere yet. Don't go anywhere yet. I gotta play this.
All right.
and wait a minute. Where is it? There you go.
God, you're a dick.
Right?
All
right.
Hold on, why I.
We love you, Donnie.
All right, love you, too.
Love you, Donnie.
You guys are great.
Give that bride of yours a hug for me. Thank you.
All right.
All right, good night.
You basically did like my parents used to do me, go outside and pick your switch. to punish you with. Like, hold on a second, I want to give you this.
All right, now here's the thing. We had a caller to try to win Joe's money.
Right. Yeah.
Donnie didn't win it.
No,
somebody could still win it.
If you're listening, 727-498-0502, call in to win Joe's money. It's 100 smackerels.
And you already know what the first question is.
No, you can't ask the same question.
Yes, ask the same one.
Yes.
No, then they only have two questions to answer.
Right.
Yeah, and you already answered it.
So what we're saying now is that Donnie knocked down the first question, so the next caller only has to answer two.
Well, I'm going to ask him that same question.
Are we making the rules up as we go?
Why not?
Well, I would rather be the third person to call. Let the first two miss.
Right. Well,
the thing is, we only do this one time a show. We only give away one bit of Joe's money.
You got to have more questions than that.
I have more questions. But we want to give them a sporting chance. And if we can actually get three people to call in.
Well, yeah.
That would be a miracle.
You know.
Right.
Group participation.
Okay. Hey, well, listen, before the break, we said that we were going to talk about our pre-show dinner.
Yeah.
And we went to one of our old standbys, which is Capo Di Monte.
Yes.
Which is an Italian deli right on Seminole Boulevard, right here in little old Seminole. Stephanie, what did we get?
What didn't we get? a better option? No. Mm. Tonight we had we had the chicken marsala, chicken Alfredo, the penne pasta with meat and red sauce.
Man, I like it.
Spinach. And feta pasta salad, and a loaf of Italian bread.
A veritable smorgasbord.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
I did no cheese options and chicken and some beef and, choices. Delicious.
Okay, so I did not hear you mention the meatballs.
I did not get meatballs.
If you go to Capo Di Monte, get the meatballs.
Yes, their meatballs
are
delicious.
They are to die for. They are not as big as softballs, but they are bigger.
Bigger than golf balls.
Yeah,
pretty darn close.
Somewhere in between, and they are unbelievable.
They put a hurting on you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very
Be careful.
Good. Yeah, very good.
Capo Di Monte.
Yeah, what's the address, honey?
It is 8400. Mm. Is that a better number?
Group numbers together, I can see
8400 Seminole Boulevard.
Right.
If you'd like to call ahead, their phone number is 727-394-7800. They also have, a wide selection of sub sandwiches, deli meats. It's a full Italian market. Cheeses, everything you can imagine.
Yeah, right.
It is spectacular.
It's one of those places where you walk in and it's like the aroma when you walk in. It's like, this must be heaven.
Yes. I'm leaving with everything.
Right.
I have to defend my Minecraft of remembering numbers.
Okay.
What do you remember easier, 8400 or 8400?
8400.
Insert ta-da. That's what I was trying to say. You know.
and see, I challenged.
I don't have a ta-da, but I have a.
Yeah. That'll do.
He convinced us, everybody.
If you group numbers together, they're easier to remember.
You see, I have a processing problem with numbers, so I need 8400. Otherwise, I'm just lost.
But here's the thing. If that number logic that you just...
invented?
If that hadn't worked out, I'd have to give you...
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Is that for the next caller?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well,
especially if they miss the first question.
Well,
you're so supportive.
Look, it always has been.
I like Donnie. I didn't want to give him this one.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
But I might break that out on the next caller.
Yes. Right. Nobody's safe.
Nobody's calling.
Yeah, nobody's calling.
Yeah, now they're afraid to. Bullied. Way to go, Ty. You scared everybody off. Anyway, let's talk about sports, man. And this is great because, Spike, when I go to Let's Talk About Sports, Man every week, everybody glazes over.
Oh, yeah?
The kids don't care anything about sports. They couldn't care less. So this is going to be nice to have somebody in the studio that knows something and cares about sports. Okay, so in my mind, the biggest sports story here in the Tampa Bay area, anyway, is the story about NFL Hall of Famer and former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Warren Sapp pledging to donate his brain for concussion research.
Interesting.
That is very
crazy.
Yeah, this is the whole concussion thing has become a pretty big topic. We've had. What was the guy that used to play for the San Diego Chargers?
Junior Seau.
Right. Yeah. He committed suicide, and they were thinking that it was probably because of the number of concussions that he received.
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts on that? I mean,
I am on the outside of this thing here because football has been around since 1902 or whatever.
Okay.
It's been around. There's been thousands of guys who've played the sport. I know a lot of guys who played the sport in a professional manner.
Okay.
Not all of them have brain concussions.
No.
It's just a percentage of them that do.
Okay.
And let's say I am not a doctor. I'm not pretending to play one. I'm just thinking that it's not necessarily the result of the sport.
Okay, but here's something.
In my mind.
Here's something, and I just thought of this while you were saying that. It might not be that everybody who plays the sport is going to... have an issue effect, right? With concussions.
Right.
But not everybody's body or brain is the same.
Right.
And here's an example. Okay. This family that I know from back up north, they had a 3-year-old little boy.
Mm.
Okay. He ran from the parents' bed into the bathroom.
Right.
Slipped on the little throw rug in the bathroom, landed on the back of his head. He died from an aneurysm, okay, that was in his brain. He was born with this aneurysm, okay? Now, the doctors told them that this thing could have happened at any time during his life. They said that if he had ever played, like, a contact football,
right,
this very same thing could have happened. So you don't know what's going on in everybody's body. Some people may be more susceptible
right.
to concussions mm-hmm. than others.
Right.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Well, going back to the Warren Sapp part, is mm-hmm. donating his brain. I was thinking, can't you do that to DMV?
Is that something you check off on?
Can't you be an organ donor?
You can
be. Yeah. That's
what I was thinking, like that.
But this is what he's doing is he has signed, I guess, the papers saying... Yeah. That he wants his brain to go specifically to the concussion
research.
The football concussion research.
As a matter of fact,
lab.
He's going so far to try to convince older NFL players to give their brains as well. He says that, since I've been put into the Hall of Fame, I go to every one of the induction ceremonies. And he says it's really kind of sad to go to these ceremonies and see some of these older players who are ailing. Not ailing from knees and backs and stuff like that, but from memory issues.
Right. I understand that.
But have you ever been to a nursing home? Yeah, I mean,
it's pretty common.
Yeah, but it's.
You've got to think, though, that, you know, no, being I'm not banged in the head on a regular basis is going to
it's
rattle
definitely
your brain a little bit.
Right. Not.
And just like I was saying, some people may be more susceptible than others.
Right.
I mean, I played football from the time I was 6 years old, all, you know, through high school and things like that. And I know that I've taken some pretty heavy shots to the head, some shots where I, you know, I pretty much woke up and I'm sitting on the side of the field where, you know, a few minutes before I was, you know, in the play.
So does science have something to look forward to?
Going to make a donation?
Now, let me tell you something. I am so afraid of the dentist.
Oh, yeah, really?
Do you think that I'm going to let anybody cut my brain out of my head?
I'll come back tomorrow.
Yeah. Let me think about it.
Yeah, really.
Even after death, do not touch me.
Right. And I want to clarify this. I am not saying that the studies, the results, all that are saying they're wrong.
Okay.
It's just that It's good to have more research.
Absolutely.
And something to look at. Because now you guys are really going to be mad at me.
Okay.
You heard of a dude named Muhammad Ali?
Yes, absolutely.
Everyone thinks, and I have never been in med school, they said I wasn't good enough. Everyone thinks that his problems was from boxing.
Parkinson's, right?
Yeah, Parkinson's. And I'm thinking, there's thousands and thousands of boxers, people who've been boxers all their life, only he got it?
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. Is Parkinson's a result of being a...
He was going to get it anyway then.
Well, can it be a result of being a boxer?
Michael J. Fox. He Parkinson didn't?
Yeah.
He didn't... I don't think he boxed them much, did he?
Oh, yeah. In the Canadian leagues back in the day, he was...
in the hockey thing. Okay. I'm not poo-pooing on what they're saying.
His was caused by time travel.
Yeah, really. Introducing me to Chuck Berry, right? It all comes full circle. And your listeners out there are probably going to say that Spike has no idea what he's talking about.
I don't think so.
Get him off the air. You know, just don't ever have him back. Damn it, I'm coming back.
No, yeah. I get it. There's two sides to every story. I just think it's interesting that there have been some incidences where former NFL players are having issues. And especially if you're playing in one of those positions where, you know, you're butting heads on a regular basis. You know, Warren Sapp was a defensive lineman.
Yes.
I mean, he's butting heads on every play.
So what if he donates his brain and they do the research and they don't find anything?
Well, then, you know what?
Then I mean, and to Spike's point, you know, more need to donate so that they can actually answer the question.
Yeah. Well,
rather than focusing to this point on, you know, people that have committed suicide or have had physical issues.
One of the
what about the regular guys?
One of the things in the article I saw is that Warren's one of his big motivations on doing this is because he saw where NFL owners were coming out saying that there's absolutely no correlation between football and concussions and CTE and suicide. I think it's a possibility.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't rule it out completely.
Right.
I wouldn't rule it out. You're right. There's some cause and effect, but it's not saying that all players are going to have this kind of condition.
Right, and just like I said at the beginning of this conversation, it's like, everybody's different. Everybody's wired different.
Right.
You know, that kid that I told you about, you know, look, I fell down and hit my head a ton when I was a kid.
It shows.
If I had been wired, thank you. But if I had been wired the way that kid had, you know, you never know.
You never know.
You know.
Exactly.
Now, one of the things that Warren is looking to do, and he's going to try to get it where younger kids are not going to be able to play contact football until they're at least high school age.
Wow.
That's going to change a lot.
That may affect some of the skill levels of the game.
The skill level for one thing, and then also let's say you start playing Little League football and instead of being contact football, it's flag football.
Right.
Very little contact. Okay. So now all of a sudden you get to high school age and you want to play contact football. You don't know anything really about what it's all about. Now all of a sudden somebody's, you know, slamming their head into your head, slamming you to the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be a
whole different. Yeah. You don't know. You don't have any understanding of what the game's all about.
So if this proposal actually comes to, big word here, fruition.
Nice.
Yes.
Guys, I'm awesome.
Look at you go.
I am awesome.
Killing it.
See, I can't do this on my show, but on your show. Do you think this could ruin NFL football?
I think
30 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years?
I think so. I think, you know, if you look at football over like the last decade or so, remember when they started talking about concussions? Do you remember like the big turtle show they started
putting
play
for the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, yeah, and actually, the Buffalo Bills, I think they had a couple of players that had that big like tortoise shell thing on their helmet. I don't know. Maybe they could change some of the rules. I mean, that's one of the things the NFL does is change rules throughout the years to try to make it a little bit safer. They're talking about not doing kick returns anymore. You know, let's not have everybody running at full speed at each other.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's...
I don't know.
I don't know. And if there is a decline in football, as far as... what am I trying to say? Fans and sponsorship... a lot of millennials do not have the same affinity to football either.
Well, no.
So
well,
that's going to play into it.
That's a whole nother subject. I mean, the kids today, look, when I was a kid, as soon as the school bell rang, the last bell rang, I ran home, threw my books down, and we all met up at the, you know, at the nearest lot, and we played tackle football. I mean, that's the way it was. We played outside all the time. Kids these days, they're not those kids.
They got the good thumbs.
They got the good thumbs
for the cell phones and video games.
If they had professional thumb wrestling, now there's something to that.
Do we sound like our parents?
Yes.
Yes.
You kids, you guys not gonna understand it. Back in my day, I used to, everybody walked uphill in the snow,
right?
To go to school.
Both ways.
Both ways.
Every day.
Y'all sound like parents.
Well, Spike, we are parents.
Yeah.
And it's our responsibility.
The truth
to be
comes out.
Right?
Yeah.
Look, guys, he acknowledged you.
Right. Anyway.
First time in my life.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have any topic changing music, but.
Oh, well, I'm confused.
Wait, do you need it?
You need like a space bar, enter, but paragraph.
I will say that my Tampa Bay Rays are currently 3 games over 500 with a record of 39-36. They start a weekend series tonight here at the Trop against the Baltimore Orioles. The Rays are still in third place in the American League East. The Orioles are in fourth place of the American League East. Now, something interesting that happened earlier this week, I believe it was Wednesday, over at the Trop, is, and we talked about this last week, an artist, a local artist, who is doing, you're familiar with Legos?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So Legos, there's, what's it called?
The Art of the Brick.
Art of the Brick. Jeff Vinnick, the owner of the Lightning, is sponsoring this Art of the Brick show over in Tampa. Mm. Well, one of the main artists, this Lego artist, on Wednesday threw out the first pitch. The first pitch, the ball, was made of Legos.
Serious?
Yeah, I got a picture of it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's great for radio.
It's not good
for
radio.
Yeah, it's great right now. Ooh, everybody going, ooh, wow.
Wow.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Hold on, you can't even find it.
It's round.
Yeah. It's even got laces on it and everything.
It's blocky.
So I think that's kind of cool.
Very cool.
Ty is very into the Legos still at...
I am. So is there a place called Lego City right up the street? No, I mean...
Legoland.
Legoland.
Over by Lakeland.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Have you?
It was cool.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So you walk in there, what do?
They've got like big murals and stuff. It's neat.
Do you get to play with Legos?
In some places, yeah.
So do you walk in there and you get to build stuff?
You can.
In some places.
They have a lot of displays.
Yeah. They have a lot of, like, Star Wars stuff, and they've got, like, scale models of cities and stuff. It's pretty cool.
you would, what's the word? You would endorse it? You would say, hey, everybody go to Legoland. Yeah,
I love Legoland.
Definitely.
You do?
I do.
But they have rides and stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's
nothing
just,
too big.
All the rides, all the roller coasters are made out of Legos.
Yeah.
One sharp turn and the whole thing falls apart.
Yeah.
Just don't step on one.
Right.
Yeah. The biggest danger at the park is if you're barefoot and you step on a Lego.
Right.
Your day is over.
No, Legoland is, it's fascinating.
They have a ball pit. They have a big Lego pit you can throw your kids in.
Yeah, with all the pointy edges.
Okay, that might have to be on my bucket list.
Yeah, I haven't.
I haven't thought about going there, but.
I haven't been to this one here, but I took
There's
the,
more?
Yeah, there's one in California.
Yeah, there's one in San Diego.
Everywhere.
Good Lord.
Good.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite places
Great
to take the kids.
You got a lot of Legos.
Yeah.
Jeez, they convinced somebody to make more than one Lego place.
Yeah. Oh, well, Mr. Lego over there.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to build them.
Right. You know, I mean.
Well, it's all about the your imagination and your, you know, your building skills, that kind of thing. I get it. I like it.
All right, so this guy came here with a Lego baseball throughout the first pitch.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What was the purpose of that?
Well.
You just said there was a big, I should listen.
Yeah.
There was a big Lego thing going on this week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's over in Tampa. It's called The Art of the Brick.
That's it.
It's being sponsored by Jeff Vinnick, the owner of the Lightning. As a matter of fact, Jeff Vinnick, I mean, of course you know who he is.
Yes.
He's like that billionaire. And he is now trying to, I guess, make Tampa his own.
Yeah.
I heard or saw in an article just the other day that he's tearing down part of Channelside to turn into a park. And he's just, you know, look, you got the money.
You know, like I say, everything is 8 degrees of separation. Jeff Vinnick, who owns the Lightning, the Lightning. Well, the guy on my show, Dr. Captain Clark, he works with the Lightning, for the Lightning.
Oh, cool.
And every year around Christmas and holidays, Vinnick would come out there and give, I think, all the employees X amount of money and tell them to go out there and do a good deed in the in the Tampa Bay surrounding area.
Whoa, so he's telling them to give their bonus away?
Sure it's separate.
Yeah, he would give Dr. Captain Clark
an
X amount. I'm not gonna say how much amount of money, and he'd tell them to go out into the temple and do a good deed. Because he always texts and say, hey, we're going to me and some more people, Lynn Austin. We all go into Toys R Us and somebody's and just buy a bunch of stuff.
Oh, how fun!
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah, he's a pretty cool dude.
That's fantastic. That's right. Fantastic. I love that.
We're getting ready. We're getting very close to our halfway point here. And I do want to say before we go is that I looked up our Tampa Bay Rowdies, their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's almost like it's a secret.
It is a
here
secret.
Here in town. I know that they're not playing again until July 1st. I pulled up the schedule, and they pulled this little thumbnail. And it's like, I couldn't read it. I couldn't read it at all, even with my glasses. So I pulled up, who are they playing on the 1st? And it wouldn't tell me anything. So
even Alexa does not know.
Tune in to Radio St. Pete's Unused Substitutes.
Yeah.
Those are the Rowdies gurus.
They can tell you everything
they've got the scoop.
To know.
Do you have any idea when their show is?
It varies based on when they play and whatever. Follow on Twitter.
Right.
They're one of our friends. They're Unused Subs something.
Substitutes.
Their Twitter handle, though.
Okay.
But yeah, for everything, or go to the RadioSt.Pete.com website,
mm-hmm.
and the schedule of their shows is down, you know, at the bottom with all of our shows.
It just, you know, look, they're trying to get the Rowdies to be more popular here in town. As a matter of fact, we talked about a couple of weeks ago or even a month ago that they were trying to go from the league that they're in to full-blown MLS.
I'm sorry, what's the number here again?
727-498-0502.
498
0502.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so, I would just like to see them do a better job of marketing the team. You know, we went to that one expo, and it said they gave us a home schedule. Well, what about the away games?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, true fans want to know the whole schedule, right?
Yes, exactly.
Anyway. Nope, only the home team.
All right.
I got that.
All right, so Good old PW. Oh, his first tweet to us tonight was, "This used to be such a classy show."
Oh, no.
What's he trying to say, Spike?
I don't know. He's saying, she's not saying anything.
And then he also said that we need to be a little louder. It's hard to hear us over the surf. So apparently he is out by the beach.
Either that or it's this new microphone making too much noise or something.
No, he sent a picture.
Oh,
okay.
He needs to turn up his volume.
Yeah, really.
That's not our problem.
P.W. Weisenheimer.
Can I scold him right now?
Do it.
Now, normally, when people complain about not being able to hear our show, he always says, it's the listener's problem.
Right.
Yeah, P.W. It's the listener's problem.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, we should
we are
go
right
ahead
up to the halfway point here on this magical mystery tour. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We have our special guest in the studio this evening, Spike from the Spike on the Mic Show, which you can hear every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. on RadioSt.Pete.com. They're going to have to call back.
Call back.
No, take that call.
Okay. I don't know. We can't.
I can't. I got
to. Oh, okay.
They're going to have to call back. Cool. Caller, please call back. Call back after the break. Like I say, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We need to take our break, but we'll be right back and get into the rest of the show. See ya.
Had that Camarillo Brillo flaming out along ahead. I mean her Mendocino Beano by where some bugs that made it red. She ruled the toads of the short forest and every newt in Idaho and every cricket who had chorus by the bush in Buffalo. Said she was a magic mama and she could throw a mean tarot and carried on without a comma that she was someone I should know. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was breeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was all right, but I couldn't come in. I couldn't come in right then. And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said her stereo was four-way, and I just love it in her room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past a fuming incense stencher, to where she hung her castanets. She stripped away her rancid poncho and laid out naked by the door. We did it till we were on concho, and it was useless anymore. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was breeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray-green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was all right, but I couldn't come in. Actually, I was very busy then. And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said a stereo was four-way, and I just love it in a room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past the fuming incense stencher, to where she hung her castanet. She said she was a magic mama, and she could throw a mean tarot and carry
carried on without a comma. That she was someone I should know. Is that a real poncho? I mean, is that a Mexican poncho or is that a Sears poncho? No fooling.